I have been in a weird state lately. People have pointed this out. The fans have pointed it out. They're like, dude, I think Lewis is cracking at the seams.
What's it like? What's an example of that?
Me cracking at the seams?
Yeah. I don't see that.
I don't know. I feel like I've been better than ever.
I think so too.
Thanks, Shannon. I've been happier, less incidents. I think people, you know what it is? Maybe I'm holding my incidents in. So I'm like incident constipation.
Yeah. You're going to pop off.
I'm about to fucking,
you're about to fucking
have incident diarrhea all over the place, dude. Just out of my mouth, out of my ass, the walls, the sink, everywhere. It's about to fucking happen.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Lower than it usually is. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. Chichi Benson in the motherfucking house with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. Zach, you look smaller.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Hello.
Am I crazy? Do I look wider than you right now?
I think I'm just fashionable.
You're fashionable.
The patterns.
Oh, it's like a
it's an optical illusion,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, you're like a fucking. Are you an old lady or are you a young woman with a necklace? I don't know what you are, dude. Who fucking knows anymore?
I am point? All.
Shannon, I like you. Yeah, like you crawling around in the background like a little piggy for the boys.
Oh, a little minx crawling around in the background.
Damn right,
you get her
Shannon.
Scratching post back there.
That's right, because she forgot to set up my computer. Because we're live here on Monday on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you for all the subscribers. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. I would be reading your racist comments right now, but I can't do it because Shannon has decided that my computer is not important today. It's okay. We're going to get into it, but you know what?
Blame Shannon.
You must blame Shannon. Two incredible guests, as always. I'm going to count them as white guests. I don't know if Wolfgang's white or not, but I'm going to count it.
We'll figure it out by the end.
We're going to figure it out by the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen, from the Audacity podcast. Karen Margolis is back on the show. What's up, girl?
Thanks for having me back.
What's going on? You have a sadness to your...
Why are you saying that? Lewis came in so hot.
Eyes. Is it because of
Israel and Hamas?
There we go.
They do look like they're here to debate that.
Yeah, you guys do.
Set me up.
I mean, you set me up with this terrorist. No, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not sad.
Okay, well, we're going to get to the bottom of why Karen's sad on today's show. Also, first up, making his real-ass debut... A former writer for Mr. Beast. That's an interesting credit. Ladies and gentlemen, Wolfgang Hunter joins the show for the first time.
What's good, y'all?
What's up, doggy?
What's up, man?
Chilling, man. I like your fucking thing, dude. You got a good vibe. It's a good-looking kid. Yeah. I don't know, I called you a kid.
Yeah, I have like a full grown beard. I'm 25, I guess.
You're a kid.
Yeah.
He's a fucking kid. Mm-hmm. Young kid. Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know. I have a concussion today, so I think I might be like 32.
Why are you concussed?
Oh, I was, me and Derek Drescher are like doing, like, we're doing some like film in New Jersey, and I had to get tackled for it. We're like dressed like monks or something, but I got decked by
a
fat
Derek?
Guy. Yes,
it's a closed circuit TV. You guys are breaking in somewhere?
Yeah, we're doing an ISIS recruitment video. No, but it was cool. I mean, it was like in some backyard in the woods in New Jersey, but, you had to get like tackled like 8 times so they could get the take.
So you actually think you got a real concussion?
I might, dude. The lights are like really bright right now.
Nice. Well, you want an edible? Would it help you?
Yeah, I'm sure they would only help. Yeah,
you take
absolutely.
A fucking edible, dude. Let's fucking go. Look, incredible show planned today. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. Rand McNally says Derek is gay. Augie Doggy says OG Nat on the turntables. I was going to make that a surprise, but I guess they could see her in the over the shoulders. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the bitch booth.
I killed Jorge and took his
There spot. We go. Let's get a little dance, Natalie. You're back. Come on, a little fucking one of these, maybe.
Oh, like one of these?
Yeah. There we go. I like it. See? There we go. I feel better when there's two women. I don't know why. It's just, I think It's not, because I think Natalie, you said this. She said, "Oh, is it just easier to harass me?" And it's not easier to harass you.
It's harder to harass me. It's Jorge makes it easy. I squirm a little, and
regardless, even if you guys squirm the same amount, it is more impactful to harass a woman. Guy on guy harassment means nothing, dude. You could fucking rape a dude in prison. Nobody's batting an eye at it. Nobody gives a fuck, okay? You harass a dude, a little bit of sexual harassment, you fucking grab his butt cheek a little bit, means nothing to anybody. It's kind of funny in its own way, but it's like funny like 10 years ago funny. Like, gay shit isn't even funny anymore, dude. Look.
Yo, pause.
No pause, dude. I found out yesterday, or was it Friday? I don't even know what day is there, days anymore.
It was Friday.
I found out on Friday that pause is not a new thing.
No.
That shit's been going on since the fucking 90s.
What?
Pause.
Same pause.
Pause. Pause.
What's pause?
The hands of animals. Ayo,
pause. Oh, pause have been happening since the 90s?
No, pause. They say pause when you say some gay shit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
Karen. Karen, why are you so sad?
I don't feel sad.
Why are you so sad?
I feel okay.
Can we play some sad music and get to the bottom of why? Can we play sad Jewish music and get to the bottom as to why Karen's...
Isn't that just Jewish music?
No, Hava Nagila is a fun fucking song.
There's some bangers.
Yeah, Hava Nagila is a fun song.
I mean, every Christmas song is technically a Jewish song.
Is that true?
I feel like they wrote most of them.
No, I feel like they're literally the opposite.
No, I feel like...
I think the Jews are not down with fucking
No, I feel
Jesus.
Like they did most of the songwriting for, like... I don't think they, like, were in front of it, but
you
I
think...
Like,
really?
They did a lot of the ghostwriting, yeah.
Well, do you know, like, a lot of American classic songs are just fucking repurposed old British songs?
Really?
Like, the British national anthem, doggy, is, like, Our Country Tis of Thee or some shit. It really is.
Is it?
Yeah, pull that shit up. Pull up the British National Anthem. It's gonna blow your fucking mind. It may not be Our Country Tis of Thee, but it's some shit like that.
No, you might be right.
Was that Fiddler on the Roof? What was that?
I think it was Schindler's List, maybe.
Sad Jewish music.
The Schindler's List soundtrack is what I go to sleep to. Yeah. I really do.
It's God Save the Queen. This is it.
Good. Let's see. Watch.
It's starting. Hold on.
I need the drum roll intro. Dickheads.
There we go.
Tis of the sweet land of liberty, of the IC. Is that the words?
The Queen?
Of
the IC? This is supposed to be about the Queen.
I think this... Listen to these fucking corny-ass lyrics. All right, that's it, Shannon. That's our shit.
What are they saving the Queen from?
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
Maybe.
The horrors of India.
What
smells of India. We have to colonize them.
What does the Queen need to be saved from?
Something brown people.
They probably wrote that back in the day when people were trying to come for the Queen.
People thought an Indian guy was going to, you know, riz up the Queen.
Were Indians attacking the Queen?
But the British colonized India. The revenge was to be like, Queen, please, good to you to give me pussy now, if you could, perhaps.
He's trying to get his fucking Indian accent in to the fucking show. I know what's going on here right now. It's a very minor fucking thing.
This guy got his
fucking... Am I pushing an objective right now?
Yes.
I'm just trying to get the ball rolling.
Are you Indian?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Explains
on my mom's side.
And I mean this. The most handsome Indian person I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh,
yeah, you're Bollywood.
Yeah, Bollywood.
You're gorgeous for an Indian man.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, that's like, you know, there's a curve to that, I guess, but yeah.
He was trying to work his Indian accent into the show.
I'm just trying to get the ball rolling. We're having like awkward small talk.
No, it's not awkward. You know? This is it.
I'm trying to placate the racist chat.
The racist live chat, let's see, they said, fuck India, nuke India, yeah. Indians smell like shit. You don't want to play the racist live chat.
What is this? Pakistan? Is your chat Pakistan right now? Every guy that's beat me in an online chess match?
Karen, play the sad Indian music. Play sad Indian music. We're going to get to the bottom of why Karen's sad, but behind sad Indian music. Karen, why are you sad?
I am not sad. But if I had to choose a reason to be sad...
This sounds just like the sexy music, Shannon. Sad Indian music turns me
Shannon,
on, I just realized.
Karen, sweet baby Jen. You have no reason to be sad.
Now it works.
When you are sitting next to India's most handsome man.
That's true.
Who does not smell.
Dude, you think that I am being sarcastic right now, but you are the most handsome man. And that's not really a compliment. It's not a very sexy culture, you know?
Yeah, which is weird because they did invent the sex book.
They did invent the sex book. Yeah. It's not that they don't know how to have sex. They know how to have sex with each other. Mm-hmm. But typically nobody, if you were to put all of the races in order of attractability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say it. Attractability. I think that.
You know how ugly your wife has to be to fuck standing on your head? They just found all different ways to not look at their wife in the face.
Yeah, dude. it's probably widely regarded as the least attractive race. Puerto Ricans,
yeah,
very often up there. Latinas,
high end.
Jews, hit or miss.
Jewish men, miss. Jewish women, hit.
I feel like this is what it is. It's that like one culture will either have sexy men or sexy women. You know, it's never like both people are sexy. Unless no, you're
Puerto
like
Ricans
one of
are, Puerto Ricans are fucking sexy as fuck. If I were you, dude, I would tell people I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get away with it, dude. You could straight up tell everyone you're Puerto Rican, dude, and everyone's going to fucking love you.
You are ambiguous. Yeah.
Even your name, dude. Fucking Wolfgang Hunter. Who the fuck knows what that is? That's not your real name. Whatever. You're born with name.
Birth given name.
Get out of town. What a name, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's that white influence.
Yeah. Yeah, the father.
Are you part white?
Yeah, my father's white and my mom's Indian.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go. Oh, I feel bad. I feel like I'm just attacking your mother.
Yeah.
Your father was a great man. He did great things.
He was a great man.
Right?
Built this country. Yeah, with his bare hands.
Yeah, dude. Walked to and from school, out, 10 miles
found
uphill.
Found an Asian wife, true libertarian.
Karen, are you getting ready for Hanukkah?
Yeah, nothing to get ready for. It's an easy one.
What?
Hanukkah's
what
a slam dunk. It's like no prep, you know? You repurpose your menorah from last year. Yeah. You don't need no tree, nothing.
Were we dating during Hanukkah season?
A Hanukkah season.
We were?
I think. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying. I remember.
There was a Christmas in there, so there,
there was a
Hanukkah.
Christmas, yes, for sure. And then I also did a, was it a Passover?
Mm. You did do a Passover.
And me and my son, I think about this.
It was so cute.
I think about this almost every day about what a fucking race traitor me and my son was. And
you think about it every day?
Every day. I think about how I sold out my own Christian Jesus.
Your kid was so cute. James
with his little
so, yarmulke.
Oh my God, dude. I still see it like burned into his head. His grandmother.
Dude, spinning in her unmarked grave.
Spinning in her fucking grave right now. She's not happy. Like, what? Dude, throwing a yarmulke. I mean, I put a yarmulke on my head. I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
I think about it sometimes how us Jews scored points.
You really
that
did.
That Passover,
dude.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Recruiting the Browns.
That was, I really did fucking sell out for a woman.
It was really cute. I mean, listen, what were you supposed to do? It was Passover. It was time to do a Seder.
It was fucking... And by the way, have you ever been to a Passover Seder?
Oh, dude, a bunch of them. Yeah,
you have?
Yeah, I grew up next to JCC in Charlotte. So like all my neighbors were like
Jewish people.
Dude. Yeah.
But were you offended by it at all? Because they look you in the eyes and they just tell you you're not chosen. Like literally, it's all them going... Buch, buch, buch. And then they go, but the non-Jews, you guys...
The thing is, my best friend was like a Korean kid that was Jewish. And so I, like when I hung out with him, people always saw I was a Jewish guy. We went to the JCC. They were like, oh, thank you for bringing your friend to the JCC. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you could be anything, dude. You could be Jewish. You could be fucking whatever.
Greek.
You could be Dothraki.
Yeah.
You remember fucking like Khal Drogo?
Could be Chinese, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do that again. It can be. That's much better.
Just drink something hot. Oh,
Shannon, let's get our plugs out of the way. We got to get this fucking show going. We're 12 minutes and 51 seconds in, and we're just fucking churning and burning. We're going to get to the bottom of why Karen's sad on today's show. I don't like on saying this. But first, let's do our plugs.
I'm going to get sad.
What are you plugging on?
I am doing a show with... Rich Voss and Aaron Berg at TIFFs at the Dojo Comedy East on December 13th called Stand Up for Jews.
Stand Up for Jews. They're
you don't have to be Jewish,
they're
going to
light a
nice.
Palestinian baby on fire right at the beginning of the show.
We've considered it. We're undecided on the Palestinians. Yeah. But that's going to be an awesome show. And I have a podcast with Amanda Gale called The Audacity.
I love it. Isn't everyone standing up for the Jews already?
Not everyone.
Well,
a lot of people are not standing up for the Jews.
A lot of people are saying that they're fucking...
That's kind of like the big deal.
We're not even going to get into it. I don't choose sides. I love you guys all. Well, no, that's not true. I hate everybody. That's a better way to put it. Why am I lying? I can't stand anybody. But...
You're not like a political guy.
Not a political guy at all. And I'm not... You know what? I'll stand with the Jews today. On today's show, we stand with the fucking Jews. Let's go.
Hamas.
Wolfgang, what you plugging?
On December 7th, I'm main eventing Roast Battle at New York Comedy Club in Gramercy. And yeah, that's about it. Just come out to that. Come hang. Come get drunk with me. I don't know.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Announcing dates soon in February. I got Wisconsin, Chicago, maybe Detroit coming up. Stay tuned.
Very cool. Live dates are all going to be up on the website soon. A bunch of them are up already. The Meaty Ogre Tour starting in January. I'm going to be going everywhere. EMAS Theater in EMAS, Pennsylvania on January 13th. I know Key West is at the end of January as well. Plus, I got Saratoga Springs, Tampa, Des Moines, Iowa for the first time, Red Bank, New Jersey, Royersford, Pennsylvania. Lots of other dates. Keep on checking back lewisofskanks.com for those tickets and more. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for this show and all the other shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of this podcast that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Plus, there's a third episode that we do that's exclusive for subscribers. So you got to subscribe to get that third episode every single week. We have an extra one that comes out on Friday, and you guys can get it exclusively for you guys. So make sure you guys subscribe and check out all the other pods I do. Legion of Skanks, The Regs, two episodes of The Regs coming up in December. Very exciting. Very exciting. All right. So this was fucking great. I saw this on Twitter this morning. This person has to be trolling Shannon. I part of me has to be like, this has to be something, but I don't think they are.
No, some people are just so stupid though. It could be true.
There's no way. There's no way. So this is, I guess there's a trans binary or non-binary. What is it? It says binary.
It says a trans non-binary.
Yeah. You wrote binary.
Sorry, just
Jesus
kidding.
Christ, that's like dead naming somebody. Sorry. Right on the day Natalie comes back, you're going to disrespect her whole fucking culture. This should be a fucking lesbian news with Natalie. Non-binary news with Natalie. Let's do it. How long has it been since we did non-binary news with Natalie?
Non-binary news with Natalie.
Non-binary news with Natalie. You don't remember this?
No, I was giving her time to.
Oh, I see. I get it. Never mind. Non-binary news. Yeah. It's serious shit out there, guys. Hard for these people. All right, Natalie. We could probably keep that music going as a music bed moving forward. I'm going to fire Jorge. I want Natalie back. She's better.
And he's like a British guy doing voiceover, you know, doing like non-binary news with Natalie. Just like a nice little Al Jazeera type thing.
It would be better if it was an Indian guy.
It would be better if it was an Indian guy. You're right.
Let's try it again with an Indian guy doing the voiceover. Right. Go ahead, Natalie. Again.
It's a non-binary news with Natalie. Oh, sorry, it's the wrong Asian.
That's a
non-binary news with Natalie.
Come on, man. I set you up for a perfect Indian.
I know,
guy.
I just did it. Yeah. God sometimes damn it, I get mixed. I get the races mixed.
Natalie, what is this non-binary news here? What is this here?
So, it looks like there is a trans non-binary person making a video of them reading the Quran. And might want to convert to Islam.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see this video. This is great.
Just started reading the Quran and I am so excited about it. People thought when I first asked that I just wanted to read it out of curiosity, but I want to read it to study it. I started following somebody on social media that teaches the Quran and hosts a Quran book club for Muslims and non-Muslims, so I'm really excited to start going to that. She was describing the chapter of the bee and that just blew my mind. Like the way that she describes things, the way that the Quran describes things actually makes sense to me. And also, did you know that Allah is beyond gender? Did you know that actually scholars believe that there are two Qurans, the Quran of nature.
Look, I'm not even. I'm not. I believe in no religion, and I want to throw this person off a roof. I really do. How annoying! Like, why? It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter who you like. If you act like that, you're the most irritating person. I'm not even listening to what they're saying yet. I'm not even talking about what they're saying yet. Just anybody who acts that fucking like
happy.
Is it happy? Is that
it's
what
happy,
it is?
It's happy, joy.
Oh, yeah.
You identify
not,
with
there's
the joy.
No way.
But it's not real joy.
It's a childlike wonder that I don't appreciate.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like it, dude. Mm-hmm. We're not little kids, dude. You're not four. You're a fucker. You have a beard and you're wearing makeup.
Also, the Quran hates that person.
Yeah. No.
That's not, Quran doesn't love whatever
yeah,
that
Quran
person
Yeah, Quran Margolis
is.
Hates that person. Zagul snake. Zagul snake. Zagul snake. Zagul snake. I mean, if you don't call Muslim Karens Qurans, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's just a Muslim that's really rude at the restaurant.
Being a real Quran.
On the actual book. And did you know that each chapter is named after a natural phenomenon? I don't know. This whole book is just blowing my mind, and I am so excited. I got sticky notes so that I could mark out things that I was drawn to. And I'm not even through the first chapter, and I already have a bunch of sticky notes. I'm definitely going to have to buy more tabs. I'm honestly having a whole revolution with myself where the way that I describe the universe and the things that I believe in are actually described in the Quran of believing in Allah. And I've never thought that I believe in God.
Read the Quran. My assumption is like it's part of like, you know, their 10 commandments to murder trans people.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Like they're not down with my assumption. No. I have no idea. Maybe they are. Am I being ignorant? Natalie, friends with trans people.
I would say I feel like most holy books are kind of known for that.
Oh, very fucking politicized fucking answer. That's very good. But that's also true. Yeah. To be honest with you, if you go by the
the Bible Torah,
or if you go by the Bible.
What do you know about the Torah and the Bible?
If I had to guess, all right, look, all I know is Torah is like old school Bible. I know Bible, and Bible's new school, and they want to kill gays and fucking transient people, yes.
Man, they're killing these transient motherfuckers out here. You know, it breaks my goddamn heart, man.
Doggy, I'm dead ass.
Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Muslims trying to cruel intentions.
I'm
people
dead ass, now. Doggy. In the Bible, they're like, yo, fucking stone trannies.
You don't know
my
that.
Assumption.
Where does it say
but,
that?
I didn't read the Bible, but I guarantee it's somewhere in there, dude. I guarantee you one way or all right, do me a favor. Google right now, what does the Bible say about trannies?
Let's make it easier. What does the Bible say about cross dressing?
Cross dressing?
I guarantee wearing you.
A cross? You're supposed to wear one technically. You're appreciating Jesus.
I guarantee you it says you're not supposed to wear the
thing, dude. I just fucking crushed it with that joke. Hold on. Guess we'll stay. That was for me. Guess fuck. We'll stay. Guess we'll stay. What does it say? Cross-dressing. A woman shall not wear man's garment, nor shall man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination and shall have stones thrust upon to your craniums. All right, they didn't say that last part, but they said an abomination. What do you do to abominations?
You just ignore them politely.
You make the Hulk fight them. You know.
It's a nerdy joke. There you go.
I liked it.
We got Zach with that.
What do you do with an abomination in the Torah?
You just politely decline it and go along your way.
That's not true.
I believe you. That's not continue true. Continue along
them?
Your path.
You bury
ask
them.
For a refund.
You make it feel bad. You're like, you're gonna do this to your own mother. You're gonna wear my dress.
You bury it up to the neck in the sand in the desert, and then you have fucking camels stomp on its fucking head, dude. That's what they did back then.
God would have loved you.
What does Torah say?
Yeah.
What does Torah say about cross-dressing? Same shit.
That was the Torah.
Oh, that was the Torah. Oh, I thought it was the Bible.
That is the Bible.
Same difference.
The Torah
don't
is
be
the
an
Bible.
Asshole. Don't be, no.
Oh, I'm sad. I get to be whatever I want.
Karen.
We've admitted we're sad.
Go on.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
Jesus Bible, non-Jesus Bible. That's what we're talking
about. Okay, so real Bible and Jesus Bible.
Wow.
I just want to be clear.
It's old head Bible and young blood Bible. That's what it is.
I'm dead ass. No, nobody is down with trannies except for like the past 5 years.
Well, it's a new concept, right? Like it predates most religions. Like the cross-dressing thing is probably the closest extent to it.
Maybe. I mean, people have probably been cross-dressing forever.
I dated a girl when I was in the 10th grade. She was, I think, in the 9th grade.
That's a felony.
No, I was 22. She was in the 9th grade. I'm sorry. No, I was in 10th grade. She was in the 9th grade. It was the first girl that I ever went down on. I wouldn't let her go down on me because in my mind, I was like, only a whore would suck dick.
Yeah.
God, I was a fool. Oh, I was an idiot.
Oh, this is so crazy.
I was really fucking stupid. Anyway, she came home from school one day and she found her father cross-dressing.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
And it was like a whole fucking thing. She was like really like traumatized by it. And you know what? I feel like now today, that was all normalized. I feel like she would have been kind of okay with it. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Yeah, they'd go to the mall together and shit.
Yeah, maybe. That would fuck you up though. You catch your dad cross-dressing, wearing women's underwear.
It'd be a shock for sure.
Yeah, I mean, but most immigrants think being trans, like in my family, the older ones, they think like being trans is like a stage of being gay. Like it's like stage two gay. Like it's a progression towards that.
Like I think it's a progression out. Beyond it.
No, yeah. But like the way they see it is like linear is like, oh yeah, if you stay gay for too long, you'll want to be a woman. Like that's.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. I get what you're saying. Yes, I agree.
Like it's Pokemon.
Yeah, your family is not wrong. They understand science.
Oh yeah,
they're Indians. They understand right, science yeah. and medicine so, and the arts
and racism. All those things. They're very good at all those things.
Are they racist?
Yeah, dude.
The Indian side.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The younger people aren't necessarily. I mean. Like, part of being Indian is that your parents are racist, and then, like, you want to be, like, a black guy. So you kind of get really into, like, Drake and, like, Nav and say things like, oh, on God, things like that, you know.
Is this the Akash Singh story?
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's, like, you could name any other Indian comic, and would probably still apply.
Yeah, Indians, they really had a choice to make, and this is my generation as well. I'm 41 years old. Yeah. Indians had a choice to make. You can be, like, wouldn't call them Wiggers. What do you call them, Iggers? You could be like an urban type guy, or you could be a dork. You got to pick one, you know. And a lot of the Indian guys just picked fucking like just being urban, which is.
But then they still do like dork jobs. Like you can't.
Oh
like,
yeah, they're still.
You
like
can't talk
geniuses.
Like a black guy and then be like, oh yeah, motherfucker's doing his residency. It's like it doesn't work. You can't do cool black guy voice to give people bad news.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you meet a fucking cool Indian guy and you're like, what's going on with you, dude? You know you're Indian, right? Anyway, okay, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm for supporting today's show. A leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free Palm Blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry.
This is what I smoke at home. I absolutely love King Palm. They come in all different sizes, all the way up to like a big cigar. They also have flavor-packed ones. Love the red velvet. Absolutely awesome way to smoke. I cannot put over King Palm enough. It is my favorite sponsor we have.
They're so incredible, guys. I'll tell you right now, whether you want to get them online or if you can get them at any 7-Eleven, you could just pick them up. But the deal really is online. You can save 20% off of any of your King Palm wraps. Just go to kingpalm.com. When you check out, use the promo code REALASS. One word, REALASS, for 20% off. Once again, that's kingpalm.com. It's like a poem. Kingpalm.com. Promo code REALASS for 20% off. All right, where were we? So, look, what do we say? Trans, binary, non-binary, TikToker, stupid, obviously, dumb. All right. Well, Shannon, what is this fucking... Why would you do this? As I'm eating edibles today, I'm newly addicted to edibles. I eat edibles all day long.
It's new? That's a new thing for you?
Edibles, yes.
Really?
I used to just smoke.
No.
And now I've been eating fucking edibles all the livelong day. So Shannon puts this story on here and says, new information about the safety of edibles. I don't know what that means.
Shanny?
I'm going to assume that it means it's extra safe, right?
No. So first, obviously, it says it's better on your lungs than smoking, obviously. Yeah. However, it says...
Well, I inhale the...
the candy.
Yeah, I go...
It says it's worse on your brain, however.
Stop inhaling into the microphone.
It says it could be worse on your brain. One of the reasons is it says that, you know, you're going to time it for like 2 to 4 hours and then you're not going to feel it. You're going to take more. Yeah. And then your brain is just getting blasted by THC. And then it's saying that.
Yeah, so I can write better music.
And so because you're intaking more of it, it has more of a chance of bringing on psychosis.
Yeah.
What if, joke's on you, you already have psychosis.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I'm just a little bit better.
I know.
Do you a little bit happier with psychosis.
Now it just goes the other way.
That would be cool. You go like take a pee on edibles and you see little cartoon characters dancing around your feet.
Is that
like
what psychosis is?
Something like that. That's what I imagine it to be like.
What is psychosis
would be like you lose your mind.
Yeah, you like become schizophrenic. You know, you hear voices like little meh, 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 like when you
Psycho Sid. Was Psycho Sid a play on psychosis?
I believe so.
No way. Get out of town.
I see that, though, because I've disassociated on edibles.
I've been taking edibles. My girlfriend and my son were both out of town for the past 5 days. So I've just been... taking about 1,000 milligrams of edibles a day.
Jesus, Lewis.
I do 200 when I get up in the morning. Then every hour or two, I pop another 100. And then just like, by the time 8 o'clock hits, I'm just fucking like.
It just never leaves your system. You're just doubling down.
No. I just feel like I'm on the sun. It's all hot. I'm sweating a lot. It's fucking, everything's bright. It's pretty fucking great.
Play some PlayStation.
Yeah, I think. I think that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck's happening anymore, dog. Yet
yeah, that's psychosis.
It's getting fucking wild. Is that psychosis?
Yeah, dude. You're having blackouts.
Jenny, can you please look up psychosis? What are you? You are sad.
What are you running away from?
You are sad. It's not me, bitch.
Honey, not as sad as the 1,000 milligrams of THC a day guy.
1,000 milligrams.
That's a lot.
Fun.
How
of happiness.
Sad do you have to be? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Doing THC, getting mad at trans people, finding the one true religion.
Dude, don't be. Now you're saying I'm hateful. You're accusing. Okay, dude. Here we come. The fucking woke police over here. Okay, dude. Okay.
I have to represent the Hamas corner.
Shannon.
So possible symptoms include delusions, hallucinations, talking incoherently, and agitation.
Oh, psychosis.
Oh.
Is that my bio you just read?
Oh, sorry, that's the definition for being Puerto Rican.
It's just Luis J. Gomez in the dictionary. It has that. Read it again.
Yeah.
Delusions.
Damn.
Hallucinations.
All right.
Talking incoherently.
Woo!
And agitation.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Wow, she's been attacked.
Talking incoherently and agitation is the Real Ass Podcast. Bro,
that just sounds like Boricua to me.
It sounds like the emotions that would be in the Lewis version of the movie Inside Out.
Yeah. This is my emotion. That's gay.
That's good, Zach.
Featuring Billy Eichner as homophobia.
Doggy, I am doing it right. I love you, Zachy. So these edibles are bringing on more psychosis, and that is, I have been in a weird state lately. People have pointed this out. The fans have pointed it out. They're like, dude, I think Lewis is cracking at the seams.
What's it like? What's an example of that?
Me cracking at the seams.
Yeah.
I
don't see that.
I don't know. I feel like I've been better than ever.
I think so too.
Thanks, Shannon. I've been happier, less incidents. I think people. You know what it is? Maybe I'm holding my incidents in, so I'm like incident constipation.
Yeah. So you're gonna pop off.
I'm about to fucking.
You're about to fucking
have incident diarrhea all over the place, dude. Just out of my mouth, out of my ass, the walls, the sink. Everywhere. It's about to fucking happen.
Why are you self-medicating?
Why? Don't try to reverse it on me. Maybe you should self-medicate and stop being so sad.
Why can't I just feel my feelings?
That's true.
Some of us don't have to run all the time.
I'm not running that much. I do 20 minutes to warm up before I lift, and that's it. Very slight.
Fleeing from your feelings.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm about to be fucking jacked.
Yeah. Doing compound lifts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. Obviously.
What's up?
I'm just using like barbell squat thing like that, like just heavy weights instead of like doing dumbbells and ellipticals.
Oh yeah. Well,
he's doing guy workouts.
Yeah, it's fucking you know, you're hitting multiple muscle groups with the movements. Larger movements.
Okay.
Squats, deadlifts.
Nice. Sick.
Things like that. We're just being men.
Wow. Rose. That's
we're not
so
doing
masculine.
We're not doing Pilates or whatever the fuck you do.
Yoga, Pilates, bar. Try to get some bar in you.
I'll drop some bars.
Bars, hard as shit.
Yo, bar. Dude, I did a bar class. I did a Pilates. I did all that shit. When I worked at Equinox, they had me do all of the things.
Yeah.
So I knew how to sell it.
Equinox is the best.
I'm banned.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
An incident.
Incident.
I had a fucking incident.
What did you do?
Steam room incident. I'm not going to get into it again. I've told the story 100 times.
Someone showed you their dick.
Did
you
accuse somebody of trying to have sex
with you? No, dude. That has happened 100 times. So I think I should be able to have at least one or two incidents in the steam room, considering how often I've been nearly fucking raped.
It's a gay place.
That's what the steam room's
right,
for.
Right. Yeah. I love the steam room. Now I got to go to Lifetime. And let me tell you something, dude. This is going to seem weird.
Much not as many gay. Dudes hit on me.
I miss the gay guys. I miss the attention from the fucking steam room, dude. It's all fucking just fucking straight, like jocks and shit at Lifetime. Oh, it's infuriating.
Lifetime.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
I'm going to throw up.
Ugh. There's just nothing. There's not another. It's Equinox is a category of one. It really
part of the workout
is.
Should really be fending is. Other guys off.
It really is, dude.
That's why gay guys are in great shape.
Yeah. They're just constantly doing jujitsu accidentally.
No, these guys were fucking talking loudly, and I told them I was to keep it down, that I was trying to fucking steam and enjoy my fucking space, and then they started talking shit to me, and then I had to let them know that I will fight all three of them at the same time if I needed to.
In a slippery steam room?
In a slippery steam room. It was a slippery slope, Karen. Okay? One of them was Asian.
I don't think we should say
that. You beat on an Asian? And what they reported you?
It was a slippery slope. No, but they had multiple people that worked in Equinox in the steam room listening to me and cowering like a bunch of queers cowering, and they lied and they said I said the F word.
Ooh.
And I didn't. I swear on my son's life, may he be fucking manhandled in an Equinox steam room.
Don't.
No.
Don't.
Because I'm not Stop lying, it. So that's okay. Yes, by dozens of men.
Put it on the vision board.
What big if- cocked men. May he be manhandled sexually, if I'm lying about that. I did not say the F word.
Okay.
Or maybe I said it and I blacked out in a
psychosis.
Psychosis.
You just invited manhandling on your son.
No, because that's not me lying. That's me
A very fine line.
That's the new Vice article. It's like, I did so much weed, I became homophobic.
I'm going to need
You
going to
smoke like Snoop Dogg, you're going to act like Snoop Dogg.
That's true.
What a life. No Equinox? How do you live? That's why you have to take so many edibles.
It's fucking live time. Now.
Oh, no.
That's how I live.
Is it not good?
You fucking live, you learn. I have to. I'm hoping that after a year, I'm going to go back to Equinox because I can't. Even though Lifetime's way cheaper.
How much is it?
$200 a month. And then my girlfriend's is another $100.
That's not way cheaper.
So it's $300 for two memberships. Okay. As opposed how much to is an Equinox?
Yeah, that's a lot.
$300 a month each.
Jesus Christ.
And there's no fucking add-on.
No guest passes either?
Why is her membership half the price of yours?
Because it's added on to my membership.
Oh, got it.
They weigh us in.
Yeah.
They weigh you in. The more you weigh, you have to pay more for your membership. It's fucked up. Yeah, it's just not as good, though. But I am fucking. I'm way into lifting again right now.
That's good.
No gaze to distract you.
No, there's gaze. There's gaze there, but there's not like they're not.
It's not
like,
the gay culture. Equinox is a culture.
They're beautiful people at Equinox.
Gorgeous.
And everything smells great and fucking. Lifetime. Can I tell you the biggest deterrence?
Yeah.
To what?
To going to Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 years old and up.
Oh no.
As I say it out loud, it's crazy. That's psychotic.
Why do they let 12-year-olds
children.
In there? Why?
I was on the treadmill next to a little girl.
No, stop
right next
it.
To me. And I was like, get away from me, little girl.
And you were hallucinating and delusional the whole time.
I know,
time.
She wasn't even there. I'm not even a member of Lifetime.
That was terrifying.
I've been in 7 months.
Yeah, dude, weight fell out and she turned TV. Into a pancake.
It was a home gym.
I'm losing my mind.
You're just in the shower.
Yeah. You just see a guy eat spinach and just lift like 500 pounds.
Yeah, I can't fucking do it, dude. But I'm about to get fucking Jack Diesel again. I just started lifting again. Heavy. Mm. Heavy.
You're always threatening to get in shape.
No. I got in crazy shape. First of all, Karen, did you not see my boxing match?
No, I
got
I didn't.
In. You didn't see my boxing match?
I'm sorry.
You didn't see my full-fledged boxing match? Oh, did I you didn't. Fucking... Did you... what do they call it? Not
what?
Quiet me. What do they call it? Where you don't mute. Block me on? Did mute. You mute me on Instagram?
I just
Instagram?
Haven't seen it. Like, not everything revolves around you, Louis.
Did you mute me? Give me your phone.
I mean, I'm muted.
You let can, me say.
Well, okay. Seriously?
Yeah, let me say.
Okay.
I want to see if I'm muted.
I don't think you're muted.
All right, never mind. That
no,
was
no,
a,
no.
That
don't,
was,
don't,
that was a bluff.
But don't go through my DMs.
Who'd you fight?
What are you hiding?
Nothing.
What are you hiding?
Can I just be sad in peace?
What are you fucking sad about, Karen?
Why do you keep calling me sad? Maybe it's because I'm not manic.
Because I see sadness behind your eyes.
That's just me being alive.
Wow.
Life is sad.
Fucking depressing. Holy shit.
I mean, I'm not on 1,000 milligrams of THC a day.
Why don't you take one?
I don't know, because I'm not sad. I don't feel the need. Why are you so sad?
I'm not. I'm doing fucking good, dude. I've been alone for 5 days. It's been great, dude. I've been playing video games. I haven't been showering. It rules.
That's nice.
Just nonstop. I did a 6-hour stream.
That is psychotic.
6 hours.
What?
Playing Warzone. Losing.
Warzone?
Over
losing?
And over again.
Just getting rocked?
Just getting butt fucked. Left and right. That's been my life. Doing nothing but that. Lifting weights and playing Warzone.
Yeah, if you're clocking in that much Warzone, then you definitely said the F word in the steam room, dude.
Like subconsciously. No, I'm very good about not saying the F word on my Warzone streams. I play by the rules.
Yeah.
Like YouTube, you can't say certain words. I know. Twitter or Twitch, fucking Instagram, there's certain things you can't say. I play by the fucking rules. If you want to hear me say the words you're not supposed to hear me say, you must subscribe to Guest Digital. You must pay to hear the N-word. This is not fucking 2018 anymore, okay? Facts. You can say it, dude. We'll bleep it from YouTube.
I already said it today.
You
I get
say,
one a day.
You
I'm on a cleanse.
In the Indian accent, yeah. It's fucking hilarious, dude. That's a very funny word to say. Okay. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Waterboy for being a supporter of today's show. We love Waterboy. If you guys are getting drunk this holiday season, you're going to need to rehydrate. I use Waterboy after workouts. I use Waterboy if I have a long night out. And this holiday season, if you're partying with your family and friends, Waterboy is going to be your solution. They have 3 times the electrolytes as some of their competitors, and I think it's 8 or 9 times the electrolytes as Gatorade. So Waterboy has you covered.
Not only that, Lou, it is sugar-free, it's gluten-free, it's got way less calories. It might be calorie free. It's got 3 great flavors, and they have one just for recovery from drinking, and that'll help you with your nausea, your anxiety, and fatigue. I absolutely love Waterboy.
Go to waterboy.com, waterboy.com/RAP. You're going to save 15% off your order today. Once again, that's waterboy.com/RAP for 15% off your order today. All right, where were we? Okay, let's see. The 90s band Prodigy rewrites the lyrics to the iconic song Smack My Bitch Up. Why? Because they're smacking women in the song?
Yeah, they say it glamorizes domestic violence.
Oh my God. But didn't the guy die?
So the singer died. They replaced him with another singer. And I think that it's only because it's a new singer and they're like going against the original singer's wishes by changing the lyrics and like woking it.
The original singer's like, no way, dude. Yes. It's about hitting my girlfriend and it's staying that
now,
way.
Now, is it the guy with the bi-hawk?
This is the old guy.
And he's dead.
Yes.
He died.
And okay. Then this is the new guy.
Oh, of course.
Oh, they got spawned, dude.
So did they change the title of the song to like Hugging My Girlfriend Happily?
That's a black guy. It's Ruin My Girlfriend's Credit.
Oh, yeah.
Ruin My Girlfriend's Credit Up.
They just changed girl to female. That's the only change.
Inhale. Ah, did he say? Is that the right song? Am I combining 2 songs?
Let me bring it up one. But by the way, so what he changed it to, I guess like he alternates between saying smack my bitch up and change my pitch up. And so now he just repeats saying change my pitch up.
Change my pitch up.
Yeah, because the original lyrics were both, but now he's just, it's all change my pitch up.
Oh, now he's just leaning into pitch.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame that we have to go and erase history.
Do you want to hear? I'm just nervous. I'm nervous to play. We could play for like a second.
Play for a second, Shannon. Let's fucking get copyright stricken for Change My Pitch Up.
I'm going to go for it a little.
This is a really fun song to beat the shit out of your girlfriend too. If you want to just, it's like fucking like Matrix-y, futuristic, say, yeah. Dude. She's got to like run from you really fast. You got to like just chase her through like a fucking.
Yeah, it's like a black light's going off. Like, little strobe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Have a really epic like battle in like a fucking like a light bulb factory with your girlfriend to this song.
Yeah, but you're on drugs, so like you pass a mirror and then you're like mutating. You're like, you keep running.
Yeah, keep on playing the song. Fuck it. Fuck the copyright strike. Oh my God.
You're just murdering all your girlfriend's friends to get to her John Wick style. Just hitting a reload.
It has been the original video was banned from MTV.
Karen, stop being so sad. Jesus fucking Christ. We're making a bit about beating up your girlfriend in a light bulb factory.
I'm just
listening. Here you are all fucking boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
You guys, cheer me the fuck up.
We're trying. We're out here making, this is brilliant shit. It's a great bit.
Cheer my bitch up.
High art.
Cheer my bitch up was good. Anyway. What other songs have they changed? I know, didn't Glassjaw, they got in trouble for some of their old lyrics? They were great, dude. Back in the day, like emo music. Emo music was like literally like, you listen to lyrics, it was like, yo, I hate women. I hope they all fucking die. And I want to kill them and fuck them. They ruin me. And that was like everything.
School shooter music.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I grew up on. But the music that I grew up on, kids today, they don't have, I don't even think they have angst. It's like, I'm sure it does exist. If you listen to like heavy metal music, I'm sure it's like pretty fucking angsty still. But like that doesn't exist in like mainstream culture. Like, dude, mainstream culture. I grew up on like, that song Jeremy? Like it was, I don't even know what the actual song was about. I know the music video was a school shooter like killing everyone in his class. And that was just like.
Well, I feel like they figured out how to pitch like liberal arts in theater school to these kids, where it's like, hey, this fucking weird thing you're doing in high school that gets you no pussy, you're going to get all the head if you do that in college.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't hate your classmates. Like, if you hate capitalism, you'll get head from a girl with BPD for 4 years. Yeah. That's like the pipeline they're pushing them into.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
But that's just not true.
Now you can just transition. If you're angsty.
That's true too.
You know, we didn't have transitions when we were kids. You just had to be sad.
Yeah,
but now I don't know you can be a woman.
I don't.
don't know if that's going to solve your problems. I think it would have compounded my... If I would have cut my dick off in high school, I think that would have, like, created more problems for myself.
Later in your life. But as a teenager,
no, even at the time, dude. I think in the moment, I got, like, in my hand, and a pair of scissors, like, dude, I fucked up in a major way.
Mom!
I think I made a mistake. I made a massive... Also, what am I doing? I'm pretending it's...
Yeah. You sling it over your shoulder? Yeah, more accurate.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate it. Is it weird when I call people darling?
You've always done it.
Are women grossed out by that?
I think it's endearing.
Thank you. Emily, is it gross when I call you darling? No, you like it, right? A little bit? Classic, old school? Like,
I think, like, it depends if you're ugly. If you're ugly, then it's bad.
Thanks, dude.
So you're handsome. Like, thanks, they don't mind it. Yeah.
You guys are falling in love in front of our eyes.
A little bromance.
Kiss this fucking Indian right in his fucking mouth, dude.
The Quran hates that for you.
Yeah, kiss you right in a little fucking
kiss me on
dot.
The little dot.
It's one of my favorite jokes ever. One of my favorite jokes ever from high school. I used to say this to an Indian girl. It was so offensive. Here, I'll do it to Zach again. It's like, why do Indian women have that little red dot on their forehead?
Why?
It's because people keep on going up to them being like, you are so fucking ugly.
No way. My dad told a similar joke to my mom on their first date.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, how do you get any woman to be quiet? And he went like, shut the fuck up. But he did it in the voice.
Shut the fuck up. That's hilarious. Yeah. And my mom. Fucking great one. It's a classic. God damn it.
It's the on-off button for Indian people.
Shout out to Radha Singh. Yeah. Hope you're out there.
An Indian or a Sikh?
A Sikh?
A Sikh is similar, right? They just don't do the bindi. They're
both, I don't really know.
No, that's a different religion.
But they're all called Singh.
Yeah. No, her name. I was saying her name.
Yeah.
That's a popular last name.
It's a very popular last name.
Sikhs are all called Singh.
Sikh is a different religion. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know shit about Sikhs.
They're all named Singh.
I don't know
that's
shit about
fact number one.
Okay.
They have turbans.
Fact number two, turbans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, growing up, the difference was we called them push starts and pull starts because of the way motorboat engines work. Some have the button and some have the... So turbans were pull starts and dots were push starts.
I like it, Zach. I like the racism. You know what? Time for another toit or noit. I think this girl's just toit, but we'll do it. She can't. This girl's been showing up in my Facebook algorithm like, whoa. And there was people debating if this bitch is too jacked. I think she's just toit. But let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, toit or noit?
Toit or noit?
All right. Her name is Sarah Safari. Do you know who this is? This bitch is jacked.
Yeah, she's pretty yoked.
She's pretty fucking yoked, dude. If you look at her Instagram, I mean, she's fucking... But she goes from being like a smoking hot chick to flexing and turning into a dude. It's fucking crazy. You got to get like a picture of her like...
Oh, she's
yeah,
so
right
cute.
On the couch. Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking hot, dude.
Oh, she can turn it on and off. Good for her.
It's fucking kind of crazy. Is this too much? Is this too much? I'm fucking all about it, dude.
I think she looks great.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
She looks hot.
Show how big her fucking biceps are. They're like her triceps. Her triceps are fucking out
of control.
What?
If you have a pretty face, you can get away with whatever.
Doggy, that bitch is fucking wild. I wanted to pop my dick off with her biceps, dude. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?
Pythons. But like, what's the frame? Like, she seems like she would be like really jacked, but also like 5'2".
It's like you knew I was coming in today.
Oh, is this your type of chick?
Yeah.
Natalie, you love this.
She's so cute. Yeah.
This is exactly what you want. You want a fucking dude's shoulders and a fucking gorgeous face.
Michelle Rodriguez from fucking Fast and Furious.
She does have that type of vibe. Yeah she's, but this is exactly, this is like your fantasy woman, Natalie.
Yeah, I have a bunch of types and this is one of them.
This is it right here.
Yeah.
She's up there. Yeah, obviously toy. I don't even think it's up for a debate, right?
I mean, definitely a lesbian though, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't
boxer?
Think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Heterosexual boxer.
Is she a boxer? I think she's a fitness chick.
Oh, okay. I thought she was a boxer.
Whatever. Fitness bitches just put boxing gloves on sometimes and take a picture. It's just part
just
of their
fitness
life.
Stuff. There's no boxing.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was not a very good Twitter night. Everyone's just like, she's pretty fucking toy.
She's
pretty,
hot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, fuck it.
So she's 5'5".
Yeah. See.
Like, so she's perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go. Does it live? Does it die? Train crashes into a bus in Brazil.
Does it live? Or does it die?
Let's see.
Okay. I'm just going to show you the video. Hold on, sorry.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I mean,
I'm gonna stop it here.
Wow. No.
Holy shit. Where is that at?
Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh,
it's
Brazil.
Great.
If it was in India, they just saved a woman from being raped.
Yeah, they just knocked five guys off an unconscious woman. Hey, buddy!
Hey,
we're running the train! Train on train violence, bro!
Hey, not cool, Mr. Cockblock Train! I mean...
Could be autism versus Down syndrome.
Yeah. Somebody had to die. A train crashed into a bus. Can we see it one more time?
Hold on.
Gina, I feel like you're being... Can we see somebody actually dying? Why are you being nervous about showing it to us?
I always do this.
Oh, it just keeps going. Oh, it just keeps going.
Why is the bus going so slow? It's like it wants to be hit.
I'm gonna say sure, whatever. I'll say three deaths. Somebody's gotta die.
A death for sure.
I'm going no deaths.
No deaths.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, I'm gonna go no deaths.
One of my favorite jokes from Weekend at Bernie's was he's talking about how his parents died. He brings a girl back home, but he lives with his parents, and then he says they died in a train accident. She's like, a train accident? That's crazy. He's like, well, a plane fell on the train. I don't know why this came into my head, but it made me laugh. Fuck off, Shannon.
I'm enjoying it.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm on board.
Stop mocking me.
I'm on your side.
Stop mocking me. Shannon's doing this behind my back.
Shannon is an icon.
I say three deaths. What do you say?
Maybe a homeless guy. That's the only people that use the bus anywhere outside.
That's true. Or what if there was a fucking hobo in the train fucking cooking a can of beans and he got fucking thrown forward?
Yeah.
Or his hot beans splashed him in the face.
Oh, no, dude.
Face full of beans.
Dude,
right
in a weird way, am I the only one who fantasized of being a fucking hobo on a train eating a can of beans? Isn't that like a weirdly simple, fun life?
No. No showers.
Just
no skincare routine.
Pop into a fucking Equinox, doggy. You get a guest pass. Shannon,
I don't need to come up with a plan every time I need to shit.
100%.
I feel like that's the real downside of homeless.
Honestly, the fantasy is the opposite. I want to be the guy kicking them off the train with the flashlight. That's my thing. Bring law and order to the train.
I feel like you catch line a lot of you catch a lot of butt fucking.
Yeah, you probably got a lot of hobo sex. Yeah.
The only problem with being homeless is you're never getting laid.
That's the only problem?
Yes.
That's the one thing wrong with that.
Well, we do things to feel great and to get laid, right? And you're not feeling very great if you're homeless and you're not feeling
laid. Nah, homeless people fuck, dude. They got nothing.
They fuck other homeless people. All these smelly homeless people. Yeah. That sucks.
That's a UTI for sure.
And you have to carry all your stuff in a handkerchief and a stick. It sucks.
That's ridiculous. They have book bags now.
Oh, yeah.
That's like old-timey homeless people, dude.
That's the kind of homeless I imagine riding the train. Like, that's train homeless. Like, it's cultural. Right. That's their turban.
Yeah, boxcar hobo.
Yeah. It's like a religious thing for them.
This is like that, but that's sort of my fantasy, though. Is to be like boxcar hobo with the sick. You're right. With the handkerchief. Like, I steal somebody's hot apple pie off their windowsill.
Yeah, you float to it.
Do you want to be homeless or a cartoon cat? Because the way you describe being homeless, you just eat a fish in one bite and pull out the skeleton.
Yeah, your lips are cartoonishly or racistly large.
Yeah, dude. That sounds awesome.
You chase a mouse all day and smoke a cigar. Yeah,
I legitimately used to fantasize about being homeless. Shannon, how many people fucking died on this bus?
Okay, so I'm going to play the whole video. Just have a little patience. There is a payoff.
Yeah. Okay. Move that bus!
Oh no.
Oh, they're fine.
No. Maybe.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's somebody there.
Squid Games people are there. That's fun.
Oh no, there's somebody there.
If you look closely, she is cut in half.
Oh, Shannon!
Did she make it?
Shannon!
Is she okay?
Yeah, totally fine.
Natalie, is this your type of woman? Cut in half.
Scissored?
Which half?
Yeah.
Which half is your dream
woman?
How
do you get cut in half? from that.
I think she flipped out of the train and then landed on the tracks and the train ran over.
Well, this
her.
Is just how they do abortions in Georgia now. You got to get hit by a midnight train to Georgia to get that.
Wait,
baby
I
out
still
want to
know: was she on the bus or in the train?
She was on the bus.
And how'd she wind
she
up?
She got flung out.
Under?
Yeah, it says she came out of the window and onto the track, and then she got.
Karen, do you know that woman? Karen started texting immediately.
At least she climbed before she died. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Joanne.
Yeah. I told you we don't do good on trains.
I recognize those leggings anyway.
Aside from her, five people were injured, but nobody else was really.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
The five Indian guys.
Yeah, she was fucked. They tore her in half. That wasn't even the train.
We are just, she is mine.
No, no, no. I will not let go.
I called the Bobs.
She was raped in half. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like Thanksgiving. I got bottom half.
What a crazy world we live in that we're so desensitized to like crazy like that. When I was in high school, that would have been, you'd have to go to rotten.com. That'd be like there's like 30 images in the world that exist like that, that you see. And
it's
you're
embedded
like,
in porn.
And it would fuck you up, dude. Yep. But this, at this point, like we all just kind of like made jokes and giggled. Like nobody, like it was a woman carved in half.
That's
and
not
nobody
first,
really blinked. Yeah. Nobody really gave a fuck.
That's not even the first time I've seen somebody cut in half though.
No.
Yeah. That happened again with the bus when the wildfires were happening in New York.
Yeah. Oh, there was that one. Oh. Was the one chick? Was she wasn't cut in half?
She's cut in half.
Her whole her innards were like underneath the bus tire.
It split her. Like it went
and
down
then
the avenue.
We watched another one. A lady get decapitated because the bus pulled up next to a sign.
Dude, one of the most fucked up things that ever the most fucked up thing I had ever seen back in the day. If you guys are Gas Digital subscribers, you guys can go look up the Gauntlet for Legion of Skanks, and the Gauntlet was a website. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but each video is harder to watch than the previous video. It's 25 videos in a row where you have to get through the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And it starts off with like the two girls that are arm wrestling and the arm breaks, mm-hmm. Which that did nothing for me. But then it goes into crazy shit. And the most fucked up was a fucking like a little baby. Dude, this is fucking crazy. And it's just like, cool, good. And it's really grainy and fucked up, but it's on like a subway. Like thing. It's on a subway and it's going go go gaga, and the train just slowly comes in and just literally hits this baby and cuts it in half, and it's just the most morbid fucked up thing I'd ever seen. And this was like number 4 in the list of videos. It was crazy.
Where in the world did that happen? Here.
I don't know where it was.
Probably. That one might have been India.
Yeah, I was going to say probably India.
It was some crazy shit.
There's that one in Pakistan where the donkey gets hit by the train and it just explodes. That was a popular one when I was in high school.
That one's fun, though. Yeah. That's a fun video. Yeah.
The website is back up, by the way. I feel it's like I've searched pinata. It whenever this has come up, and I haven't been able to find it.
Oh, the gauntlet's up?
Yeah, it is. Do you want to?
Just for a second. Okay. We're not going to watch it now. We already did it on Skanks, but you guys should go watch it.
Ooh,
yeah, dude.
No,
beginner
no,
beginner
no,
level
no,
one. Yeah, dude.
No, nope,
oh, she liked getting her hair pulled too.
Yeah, then proceed button after the video is finished.
Oh yeah, that's a bad angle.
Oh,
that's
terrible.
A bad angle.
You idiot, you fool. You foolish bitch.
Oh, that happened to
that's awful. A guy in here. Oh. Oh my God, it's so bad. It's not even worth it for arm wrestling.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
This is actually one of the reasons we ended up not doing arm wrestling at Skankfest was this video.
What a liability.
This happened at a Halloween show is that one time too.
Oh
to
my
guy.
God.
Yeah, yeah, with Mark Maron, right?
Mark Maron. I wish
Mark Maron.
That pussy would have cried.
Oh my God.
Somebody snaps his neck.
Yeah, he would have taken 2 minutes to explain why he was crying.
Yeah, this is the and then the second one was the Jackass paper cuts. It's fine, Shannon. Okay. Go watch the Gauntlet episode of the Legion of Skanks.
That was hard. That was the only video.
It gets crazy. Oof. The last video in it is these like Russian kids murdering a homeless guy in the woods, and it's like a 20-minute torture video.
Oh, two guys, one hammer.
Yeah, two guys, one hammer, and then they beat him to death with a hammer and a drill.
I saw that when I was like 14.
Yeah, but we become so desensitized. Like, two girls, one cup. Like all this shit. Like everything from like extreme, like the Mr. Hands video. We've watched like gore and like such extreme shit.
Well, you have to come.
It's the edibles. It's the edibles, man. That's
maybe
what makes it easy.
Dude, did I not see any of these videos? It's all in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking nuts how desensitized we are. I mean, the first time we like those beheading videos came out, like those ISIS videos, they almost seemed fake. They almost seemed fake when you first saw them. It was like, cause it was the first time you saw like good high def.
Yeah.
They had like 4K cameras and you were like just watching somebody's head being sawed off and you're like, there's no way it's real. And it was just 100% real. And that's it. You'll never unsee, you'll never go back.
Yeah, we used to have like mind freak fucking like black kids watching magic trick level reactions to those videos, and now we're pretty like stale. But I would like, you'd see a bunch of kids just run away from the phone. It would be a guy getting his fucking head cut off.
Yeah. It's fucking wild. It's wild. But yeah, that shit. Like, we just watched this woman get cut in half and absolutely nothing. That's it. Poor lady.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Was she on the tracks? I mean, how did she get there?
She was in the bus. She flew out of the bus, landed on the tracks. Like, what a terrible...
I hate to see it.
Yeah, that is.
Do you think there was 1 second where she was like, oh, no, I'm going to die? And then she's like, oh, thank God, I landed on the ground. Oh, no.
I mean, you die pretty quick, right? You die. You immediately die. Or no. Or wouldn't you?
You might not immediately die.
You might sit there for a little while. Like, what? At what point do you... There's a good...
You're not maybe feeling pain. Your spine's severed. So you just have to figure that out in real time.
You're probably in shock.
Yeah.
It's crazy shock.
I would be giving the bottom half the shocker.
Yeah. Well, no, shit would
be... Like, it's mine. You don't need it.
It means India. Someone would be having sex with your bottom half.
Yeah.
But there'd be a ton of poop coming out of it because it's like sliced down the
middle.
It would have squeezed you out.
It's going to squeeze out of your butt or it might start coming out of the tubes that are all up in there. Right, dude? I think poop's coming out of... Both, dude.
Yeah, but Chinese firecracker. Yeah.
I just looked it up. It said it could take minutes to die because the way you're going to die is from blood loss.
Yeah. And also, we're all going like, dude, you know what? At least she's in shock. She probably doesn't feel anything. The whole time, she's probably like, it's so fucking painful. This is the worst feeling ever.
To be fair, she seemed pretty quiet in that video.
Maybe she was sad like you. Maybe she had something deeper going on that day. Like
maybe
Karen.
She was thinking about shit.
She was sadly looking out the window of the bus. Did they get anywhere?
Thinking about the Hamas war. Yeah.
The train's getting close.
Poor lady. That's fucked up, dude. I'd rather, I guess, go that way.
Than what?
Than
old age.
No.
I'd rather be cut in half by a train. That's my preferred way to die.
Than to get old. That's such a woman's way to look at the world. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a supporter of today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC that is legally shipped to your door. Most states, I think almost all states now, you can legally smoke Delta 8 and it can be legally shipped to your door. If you're over 21 years old and you guys like to get high, you got to get high from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped. And most importantly, it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. But hey, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. Get some Delta 8 THC shipped right to your door for 25% off. All right, where were we? Let's see. How to avoid... A praying mantis-infested Christmas tree? This is the thing that happened, Shannon?
Yeah, so I worded it this way because I thought we had done this before, but I guess not. So.
No, I think we did do something about bugs being in the Christmas tree at one point.
Yes. So
nothing that doesn't happen with the fucking menorah. There's no bugs crawling up your menorah.
Doesn't sound chosen to me.
Yeah.
So here, you can see it. You got to look really closely, and you're going to see these little baby praying mantises.
Oh my God, you can see them not even closely.
Aw, well, baby praying mantises are adorable. I don't have any problem with that.
No, there's thousands of meat. Them.
That's adorable.
They eat flesh, mantises.
They don't eat human flesh.
They eat whatever flesh is around.
I thought, they just do karate with various Chinese animals.
Doggy, they do not do karate with Chinese animals. That is a movie. That's Kung Fu Panda.
Sorry, it's the psychosis, dude.
We've done Kung Fu Panda references in the past 4 episodes somehow.
It's because it's a culturally relevant movie. It's an important touchstone in our culture, Lewis, and you have to respect it.
What did we reference Kung Fu Panda on Friday? Oh, yeah, we said if you had to train an animal to kill your significant other, I picked a Kung Fu Panda. Yes.
The snuggliest of all the animals.
No, dude, you would think he's snuggly, and then he fucking chop her in the throat.
No, not the non-kung fu ones are really snuggly.
Are they? Yeah. Do pandas? Yeah. Will pandas fuck you up? I have no idea.
A panda can fuck you up.
I don't know. No. Well,
have you seen the videos of pandas? There's a job, panda snuggler. So they hire people to snuggle pandas because if they're not snuggled, they die.
There's no job panda snuggler. This is what they tell stupid women.
This is
what they tell panda dumb women snuggler. On the first day of college. You one day can be a panda snuggler.
For the low, low prices.
And then these show up for class. Yeah.
For $80,000 a year,
there's
also...
no such thing as a panda snuggler.
Yes, there is a panda snuggler. Shani?
crisis at the Back San Diego Zoo, where a dumb bitch has tried to hug a panda. They're calling it.
They go extinct if they're not snuggled. Do you guys not know anything about science?
The world's stupidest woman was molded in a panda enclosure.
That's a retarded lady. The pandas are working. Yeah. This is the pandas are doing charity. Snuggling a fucking Down syndrome lady.
Oh,
these are look baby how pandas. Sweet these are baby pandas. Look at Shannon thinking about leaving the shop to become a panda. Oh,
I follow the same things I think Karen follows. I see these videos all the time.
You guys are both retarded.
Sweet little babies.
Dude, I'm gonna paint my dick like a panda and give it to Shannon.
They're so sweet. They're and so this is sweet. $32,000 a year just to hug a
They're
panda.
They're gonna pay you twice as much as we pay you to snuggle pandas. That's crazy, Shannon. Go now.
Oh, you have to be at least 22 years old, like taking pictures of baby pandas. Have a working knowledge of the breed. I'm gonna have to start studying.
What else you gotta know? They're pandas. Yeah. Are they even bears or not even bears? Right? They're like raccoon type shits.
No, they're bears.
Marsupials.
No.
Do they have pouches?
No.
No.
They're bears. I don't think they're actually. Hold
but
on.
They're
Google,
like very asexual.
Google is a panda a bear? I bet you it's not a bear. I'll bet you literally. I'll bet you a bag of those Jewish gold chocolate coins that you guys give out for your holiday.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Our gold money. All right.
You're not allowed to touch me, but there we go. We're betting fucking chocolate gold.
Do it.
Are pandas bears?
Yes, they're bears.
Molecular.
It's a true bear.
Molecular studies indicate the giant panda is a true bear.
You owe me gold chocolate.
Yeah. Fuck.
It's a real bear.
God damn it.
Wait, can you look up, is a panda bear a marsupial?
I gotta go to the chocolate bank.
That was the next search.
That's how stupid people are.
I have to go to the chocolate bank after
marsupials
this.
Marsupials are a completely different animal.
Pandas are not marsupials.
Yeah. They're bulletproof glass. Yeah. To go to the truck. I have to go to the chocolate bank and check cash for place.
Yeah. Welcome to Three Fifths Bank.
Ah, shit. Oh, we're good. How do people say Real Ass Podcast has fallen off? This is a great show. We are fucking hateful people. We're hateful individuals.
Is that what they say about you guys?
Yeah. Sometimes. Oh, when, no. When I go into the subreddit.
Here, dose up.
Get another dose. I honestly, I could use another dose right now.
You seem like you're running low. Yeah. You seem too lucid.
Honestly, I am a little too. I'm too fucking.
Are you thinking clearly? Eat edibles.
Shannon, there's no way that this is 50 milligrams. Look how tiny this is.
I don't know the answer to that.
Impossible.
Because we're going to find out.
Come on, I'll tell you right now. I'll just go by my taste. I can taste how potent they are.
Typically. Oh, by the way, in the edibles article, it also said that if you're if the edible has like some form of fat to it, that you're going to get higher because it's a fat-soluble drug.
Does that mean that women get higher because they've got fat asses?
Hell yeah. Shannon,
dude, I get so high when I think of, I really get so high.
Are pandas dangerous? An adult panda, you cannot just snuggle an adult panda. These are baby pandas.
I bet you can't. I'll double my guilt.
Double the guilt bet.
Yeah, you can snuggle a grown panda.
I bet you that grown pandas are dangerous for humans to interact with.
Probably they're more snuggly.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Let's see.
Look at that snuggle monster.
Yes, fuck.
Snuggle! Snuggle!
Look how snuggly he is.
He does not look snuggly, dude.
That's a snuggle.
I mean, he looks like a dangerous animal, dude.
He looks like a good boy.
Oh, I just wanted his jacket.
You just wanted to snuggle the jacket.
He loves it.
He's so sweet.
That's the black half. Give me that jacket, motherfucker. I ain't over the chocolate bank.
Give me your shoes.
A.K.A. the bail bondsman.
Let's see. Shannon, what does it say? Can you just Google, are adult pandas dangerous? I mean, that one was obviously dangerous. Maybe that was an anomaly.
Maybe it was
there
just
aren't
mad.
A lot of panda attack videos.
Because no, just Google. Or if they're properly snuggled, they don't believe anybody.
That guy wasn't snuggled enough. That's why he was so moody, right?
Yeah.
They certainly have a dangerous side when they feel threatened. They're solitary creatures and like to avoid confrontation, the World Wild Fund reports, claws and teeth and may attack to protect themselves or cubs if provoked.
So not at all.
Yeah.
That's not at all.
Don't even come for their cubs. Just snuggle
that does
them.
Read like an Indian guy's Facebook status there. Yeah. He's like, I will be attacked, you come at me, I will protect myself, but I'm a lover and a creature of great understanding.
I like it. Oh, shit. Fine. Can you keep a panda as a bear?
It's a light,
as a pet.
It's a light-skinned bear.
Look at those teeth.
Look
Holy
at
shit,
that
dude.
Snuggly boy.
Well, they eat bamboo all the time.
Oh,
so
my
their
God.
Teeth are probably...
It's got teeth like Harrington. Yeah. Actually, Harrington doesn't even have bad teeth. I don't
Listen,
know
that's
that.
Just a bad angle.
I need to pick just a person. Who has bad teeth on the staff? We should start shaming them. We don't have dental either. It's ironic, right? Is that irony?
No, that makes sense.
Is it irony? Oh, they have bad teeth and we don't have dental?
That's just
a sentence.
One plus one equals two.
That's not irony. Okay, all right.
You need more
sure.
THC.
I could use a little more. You know what? I'll get a little wild, though. I'm going to the gym after this. Dude, being high while I lift is the fucking best, dude. Just fucking... Just can't lift any weight, though. Yeah, like 5 pounds. Like, oh, my God.
Weight's just sliding
yeah.
off.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm getting so old.
Yeah, I'm being a fucking real pussy. Father's open casket funeral takes place at a nightclub. Shannon, when I die, not open casket. No casket at all. Okay?
What do you want, to just be on the floor?
Yeah, I want people to put me in a rocking chair. I want to be propped up in a rocking chair. And I want to be naked for everyone to see. Mm. That's right.
What about the wishes of the living?
They don't want to see. First of all, me sitting up in a hunched over. Oh, my God, dude. I'm never going to look worse. It's all fucking. My dick sucks in, dude. That's it. You want to fuck with me? Shannon, just take this clip. Cut it out and be like, this was actually his wish. And then embarrass me and shame my little dick and fat midsection.
But then we put a dab rig where his dick is and everyone has to do a dab from his dick.
That actually sounds fucking dope. Why don't we change the whole funeral process? I don't get it.
Because they've got us by the balls, dude. The funeral fucking people.
Yeah, big funeral.
Big funeral.
I feel like we can simply... You could do. I feel like every funeral should be like its own unique thing.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Well, why one size fits all?
Well, why
these people changed
the
it. This is they had it in a nightclub.
Yeah, but that's I like that. This is what I'm saying. I actually like this idea.
Just one person.
He loved to party in life.
Yeah, I'm fine with this.
I have no issue with this at all.
That's not that. I mean, it's still a casket. Like, we've got some classical elements.
Yeah, it was his wish for this to happen in a club. And then, like, they party after.
Yeah, that's great that's for fun. Them. This is fun. Funerals should be more like this and less the fucking sad ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be like firing a flaming arrow at a sailboat. That was pretty cool.
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, that was cool as hell.
Yeah. Or like fucking, what was the one? Was it the new Game of Thrones? Yeah, the sea people, they like tied rocks to her and fucking, they fucking made her fucking rot underwater.
Oh, they changed her to like a fucking rock until the tide killed her?
Dude, honestly.
You're thinking of Jason.
These edibles are kicking in. Yeah. I'm thinking of Jason Voorhees.
You're thinking of Jason and the one with the telekinetic girl.
I'm thinking of Jason Voorhees and the telekinetic girl, doggy. Dude, Game of Thrones, Jason Voorhees, fucking potato patata. That's what I say. I know that I'm high because I taste it.
Mm.
I get a cotton mouth. So when I get high on edibles, and I'm actually the perfect amount of high right now on the edibles. You guys should know. Whatever it is, 350 milligrams. That's the number. 400 milligrams is a perfect amount. I feel it in my spine. I feel like, is that my serotonin levels depleting? I think I'm dying. I think my serotonin is leaking out of my spine into my brain. And then I also get very cotton mouthed. I feel great.
Yeah.
Dude, the edible era is the fucking new best era.
Yeah.
Is that what you say when the show has fallen off?
This is the best show we've done in a week.
Oh, no.
It's been a killer fucking show. Nat's back. Nat, do you like being back? I think Nat.
I do like being back.
So, Nat, I know you're coming back to doing some engineering stuff, too, because you don't have enough shows to fucking be the head producer of.
Correct.
Which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. No. It is what it is. Just fucking more work for you. I think you should come back on the show at least once a week, Nat.
Sure. I can be the Monday person if Jorge's willing to give it up.
Jorge's a little bitch. Jorge's gay. Is he in the chat right now?
Jorge might be in the chat if he's not on a plane.
He's enjoying his family.
Where is Jorge?
He was with his family for Thanksgiving.
He was with his family in L.A.
Wow. When does he come back?
Tomorrow. Or
I want Natalie on Mondays. No offense to Jorge. It's not a knock on Jorge. Honestly, you know, Jorge, Jorge, that's what I say, right? But when, thank you. Natalie is this is old school energy here. We love Natalie. And I guarantee right now, if I went into the racist live chat, they would say, we love Natalie. Let's see. Jorge was jerking it to Shannon's cat face picture. bye-bye, Jorge. Show is best with Nat. Miss Nat on the mic a bit. She got to bring her bitches. We all love Jorge. So maybe Shannon's the problem. Maybe we get rid of Shannon.
Well, next Monday is going to be Natalie and Jorge, not me. So roll that. See how that feels.
That's what's up. Got some young blood in the booth.
Where? Why? What? What?
I have like a friend get together that we do annually for Christmas, and we're doing it in the Poconos this year. And so I come back on Tuesday. What's okay?
You're just taking a vacation?
No, it's not. It's just like every. No, it's not a vacation.
Oh, we just take vacations on the show now.
Are we docking your pay for it, Shannon? Or are you just fucking? What
I'm
is so going on here?
It's the weekend.
Okay. Well, it doesn't seem like you're here on Monday. It seems like I'm dealing with Jorge and Natalie.
You are, but all the work. Oh, I see the picture they're talking about. It's the.
Yeah, Shannon. That is the hottest you've ever looked. Is that cat picture? Pull it up. Pull it up for the boys. The hottest Shannon's ever looked is this cat picture. There was a moment, the sun hit her, Shannon, whatever it was. Shannon, if you were a cat
every day.
If you were a cat, first of all, you'd
if
have
if you
fucking,
were trans species.
You'd have six huge fucking tits.
That'd
yeah,
that'd
sick.
Be rocking.
That'd be fucking dope. But Shannon, that's your best look. Why don't you dress up like a cat more?
I'll consider it.
Let's see. People in Racist Live Chat are saying more Karen nudes. They've been putting deep fakes. They've been putting deep fakes into the
nobody tagged
the chat.
Me in anything.
Do you want to see the deep fakes?
Yes, of
Pull
course.
Pull up some of the deep fakes of Karen naked.
Are they hot at least?
Sometimes.
Yeah. That so looks like me.
Yeah, it looks like you. Honestly, it does.
Wow. And look at that porny look.
Hell yeah. Good for you.
Okay, yeah. Not the worst.
Not bad. Solid deep fakes. Yeah, that's keep on deep faking these gals.
Deep fake. Yeah, my name is Deep Fake.
If you guys deep fake, we will show them on the show, and I do not have to deal with the harassment issues. It's all you guys. I don't agree with them doing it. All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. Oh, that's a good one right there. But Karen wishes she had tits that big. That's crazy, Brooks. That's crazy. Karen's got some fucking for a tiny little gal. She got big old titties, but not that big. That's wild.
Wow, I'd live a different life if I had tits like that.
Fucking, she'd be in the Poconos next weekend.
I would set a Palestinian city on fire. Suck those fucking Jew tits.
Those are phenomenal.
Thank you, Big Mac, for deep faking my girlfriend in the chat.
I would cut the power of a hospital.
All right, we got to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.